The War's Toll for the 7 days ending January 10th, 2006. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who lost their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan and whose names were released in the past 7 days. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, January 11th, 2006, 2,411 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that total, 2,210 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, then, 28 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 324 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 259 are U.S. soldiers that have been killed in Afghanistan since the invasion, October 2001. No coalition soldiers were reported killed in the past week. Back to Iraq, the official Iraq civilian death total taken from iraqbodycount.org stands at 31,348. Institutions inside and outside Iraq estimate the actual total of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion in March 2003 at well over 100,000 and possibly approaching 200,000. In the past week, then, at least 263 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total to in January of 2006 to 335. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released in the past 7 days. On the 5th of January, William F. Hecker III, 37 years old, U.S. Army, St. Louis, Missouri. Also on the 5th of January, Christopher P. Petty, 33 years old, U.S. Army, Vienna, Virginia. Also on the 5th of January, Stephen J. White, 39 years old, U.S. Army, Talladega, Alabama. Also on the 5th of January, Johnny J. Perales, Jr., 25 years old, U.S. Army, Kingsville, Texas. Also on the 5th of January, Robbie M. Mariano, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Stockton, California. And also on the 5th of January, Adam Lee Can, 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Davie, Florida. Also on the 5th of January, Michael E. McLaughlin, 44 years old, Army National Guard, Mercer, Pennsylvania. Also on the 5th of January, Jason Lopez Reyes, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Atillo, Puerto Rico. Also on the 5th of January, Ryan D. Walker, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Staten, Oregon. Also on the 5th of January, Albert Pasquale Gettings, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. And also on the 5th of January, Ryan S. McCurdy, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The remainder of the names are on the 7th of January. Raul Mercado, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Monrovia, California. Jason T. Little, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Climax, Michigan. Jamie L. Campbell, 25 years old, Army National Guard, Ephrata, Washington. Chester W. Troxell, 44 years old, Army National Guard, Anchorage, Alaska. Michael I. Edwards, 26 years old, Army National Guard, Fairbanks, Alaska. Jacob E. Melson, 22 years old, Army National Guard, Wasilla, Alaska. Stuart M. Anderson, 44 years old, Army Reserve, Peosta, Iowa. Michael R. Martinez, 43 years old, U.S. Army, no town given, Missouri. Douglas A. Labauf, 36 years old, U.S. Army, no town given, California. Joseph D. Demores, 36 years old, U.S. Army, Jefferson, Alabama. Nathan R. Field, 23 years old, Army Reserve, Lehigh, Iowa. Robert T. Johnson, 20 years old, Army Reserve, Irwin, North Carolina. Clinton R. Upchurch, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Garden City, Kansas. Radames Camilo Matos, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Carolina, Puerto Rico. Kyle W. Brown, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Newport News, Virginia. Jared P. Jacobs, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Clayton, North Carolina. And finally, on the 7th of January, Brett L. Lundstrom, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Stafford, Virginia. This has been Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. This has been The War's Toll for the Iraq and Afghanistan Wars. A program note, beginning next week, I will be reading names of Iraqi civilians in addition to the regular names and numbers. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones and families in all countries.